Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of those classic drum and bass tricks that can instantly make a loop feel like a real record. Pitched percussion layering in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then shaping it into arrangement view for that jungle and old-school DNB energy. Now, this is not just about throwing some random toms or rim shots on top of a break. The whole point here is to make percussion feel alive. We want the snare to talk, the hats to breathe, and the percussion to move just enough that the groove keeps evolving without needing a giant fill every four bars. That's the vibe. Fast, hypnotic, musical, and very much rooted in that old jungle idea where a percussion hit can feel almost sung, but still stays rhythm first. So let's build this like a proper workflow, not just a loop. First, start in session view. Set up three audio tracks or MIDI tracks, depending on your source. One for your main break, one for your pitched percussion layer, and one for your top layer, like a shaker, hat, or tiny high percussion tick. If you're working from audio, you can slice a break into pieces or just grab a single hit with character. For the pitched layer, choose something with body, a tom, conga, rim, woodblock, or even a chopped break fragment works really well. You want a sound that has enough transient to speak clearly, but not so much low end that it starts fighting the kick and sub. On the main break, use warp if you need to, but don't over-tighten it. Jungle feels better when it has a little push and pull. If the loop is too stiff, bring in a subtle groove pull swing. Something in that classic loose zone, around 54 to 58%, can do a lot of heavy lifting without making the groove feel lazy. Now on the pitched percussion track, keep the device chain simple and practical. Simpler is a great starting point if you're triggering a one-shot or a chopped hit. Set it to one-shot mode, make the release short, and keep the hit tight. If you're using a drum rack, even better, because then you can layer a few different tones and trigger them like a small percussion kit. After that, add EQ8 and saturator. Here's the first important move: tune the percussion to the track. Don't think of it like a fixed drum sound. Think of it like a rhythmic note. Try shifting it anywhere from -5 to +7 semitones, depending on the source. For darker material, stay closer to the center, maybe -3 to +3. For more obvious old-school movement, automate little changes of 2 to 5 semitones. That small movement is enough to give the ear something to follow, especially a DNB tempo. Use EQ8 to high pass the layer around 180 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the way of the kick and sub. Then use saturator to add a little grit, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and keep soft clip on if you want the hits to cut through without getting spiky. That little bit of saturation helps the layer feel like it belongs in the break ecosystem instead of sounding pasted on top. Now let's program the phrase. Start with a one-bar loop, and keep it simple. Place the hits where they feel like they're answering the groove, not fighting it. Offbeats are your friend here. Emphasize the end of two and the end of four. Add one ghost hit or quieter note before a snare if you want it to feel more human. The goal is not complexity. The goal is a memorable rhythmic contour. A really useful habit here is to think in accents. Your main hits might sit around velocity 95 to 110, while ghost notes can drop to 40 to 70. That difference gives the phrase shape. It makes the pitch movement feel expressive instead of robotic. In old school jungle, these tiny choices make a huge difference. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Pitch automation. This is where your percussion stops acting like a sample and starts acting like part of the arrangement. In Ableton, you can automate simpler transpose, MIDI pitch in the clip envelope, or even filter movement if you're working from audio. The point is to make the percussion shift in a way that supports the phrase. One of the cleanest approaches is subtle step movement. Move the pitch up or down by one or two semitones between sections. Another approach is a more obvious jungle hook, where the pitch moves from 0 to +3 to +5 over the span of four bars. That kind of motion can feel almost melodic, but because it's still percussive, it keeps the groove energy intact. A good classic move is this. Bar 1, a lower and rounder hit. Bar 2, a slightly brighter or higher hit. Bar 3, a tension hit with the filter opened up a little. Bar 4, return to the original pitch. That creates a phrase that feels like it's answering the bass line. If your bass line is doing call and response already, this becomes part of that conversation. Now make the groove breathe a little more. Use the groove pull lightly on the pitched percussion only. You do not want this layer dragging the beat around. A little timing swing, around 10 to 20%, with some low randomization, maybe 2 to 8%, can help it feel more human. You can also nudge a couple of hits slightly late in the MIDI clip if the pattern feels too rigid. Those tiny imperfections are often what make old-school jungle percussion feel alive. Also, don't forget ghost notes. Ghost notes are huge in this style. They fill the small gaps between kick and snare movement, and they keep the energy alive when the bass is holding longer notes. If the bass is sparse, the ghost percussion becomes part of the glue. At this point, duplicate your clip and create a few variations. Keep one version as the basic groove. Make another version where the pitch rises slightly in the second half. Make another that strips out one or two hits. Maybe create a fill version with one short pitch jump or a quick filter sweep. Session View is perfect for this, because you can perform the energy instead of drawing everything by hand right away. If a variation hits hard, commit it. Resample it. Freeze and flatten it. Bounce it. Print it to Audito early if it has character. This is a producer-level move that makes the sound more permanent. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, or layer it in ways MIDI won't naturally give you. In a lot of DNB workflows, this is the point where an idea stops being a loop and starts becoming a track. Now drag your best session clips into arrangement view and start thinking like an editor and a DJ. Build a 16 to 32 bar section. Let the first part establish the groove. Then open up the pitch movement or add a second layer. Then bring in a fill or filter rise for tension. Then pull the layer back or switch to a new variation. That phrase-based thinking is what makes the arrangement feel like a finished tune. For automation in arrangement view, keep it musical. Automate pitch, filter cutoff, reverb send, delay throw, or even a little gain boost on selected phrase endings. One very effective move is to automate the pitched percussion up by two semitones over the last four bars before a drop. Then snap it back on the first bar of the drop. That gives you tension without sounding like a cheesy riser. Now glue the drum elements together. Group the break, pitched layer, and high percussion into a drum boss or group channel. Add a light glue compressor, just a touch of reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Use AQ8 for cleanup if needed. Drum bus can be great here too, but keep it subtle. A little drive or transient goes a long way. You want snap and density, not smashed swing. Also, always check the low end. The percussion should never steal space from the kick and sub. If it's clashing, use a high pass, cut a little low mid buildup around 200 to 500 Hz, or use sidechain style ducking if needed. And always check mono, because a percussion hook that sounds huge in stereo can disappear or muddy up when collapsed. Finally, add contrast. That's the secret weapon. In DNB, constant motion can actually kill the impact. Sometimes the best move is to mute the pitched layer for one bar before the drop, or widen only the high percussion, or throw one selected hit into a filtered reverb, or open the filter for the last two bars of the phrase, and then reset everything when the drop lands. Contrast makes the groove feel intentional. Here's the big takeaway: in jungle and old school DNB, percussion is not just decoration, it's part of the hook. When you combine pitch movement, layering, small timing shifts, and phrase-based arrangement, even a tiny percussion hit can carry real musical weight. So the workflow is simple. Build fast in session view, find the phrase that actually grooves, print the best moments, and then shape them into arrangement view so the section develops like a record. Keep the pitch changes subtle but meaningful. Keep the rhythm first, and always make sure the percussion is supporting the bass line, not competing with it. For your practice, try making a four-bar percussion hook with one break, one pitched percussion sound, and one high layer. Create one version with stack pitch, one version with a small rise in the last half of the bar, then choose the one that feels most like a real DNB phrase. Duplicate it into an 8-bar arrangement, automate just one thing, and resample the strongest moment. Then listen back and ask yourself, does this percussion feel like a hook, or just a loop? If it feels like a hook, you're on the right path. That's the jungle magic.